Good morning, Long Island. You're plugged into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI. I'm Pete Rizzo, and joining me today is Long Island Aquarium Executive Director Brian DeLuca. Brian, thanks for joining us today. I'm plugged into Long Island.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure's all ours. Brian, tell me a little bit about your background and what brought you to the Long Island Aquarium.
Oh, that's interesting. So a dear friend of mine, Jim Bissett, actually was one of the founders and co-founders of the aquarium. Back in the late 90s, there was an RFP that came out from the town of Riverhead looking for a economic generator for the town. And essentially, Jimmy was on the board for, at the time, called Okinos, which was the marine rescue facility for the state of New York, rescuing turtles and seals and dolphins. And he was actively involved in that organization on the rescue side and funding that. And there was consideration of opening an aquarium. And they had a pretty interesting piece of property along the river. And he went out and about and started looking at developers, companies that can help build it. And he ended up reaching out to the Petrocelli family, who's based out around Concord. They're a contractor, construction company. 50 plus years in business, family owned, and Jimmy felt they were a really good fit to build the aquarium with their skill set. And as it turned out, the Petrocelli family decided to partner with Mr. Bissett and not only just be the contractor to build it, but be an owner as well. And they went into a very strong partnership and friendship, and really excited to build the aquarium in phases. Take a step back. They tried to raise funds. I think the Okinos group tried to raise it through a bonding, and they were unable to raise the money to build it, kind of bonding the funds that needed to do this. And when Jimmy looked at it, he said, wow, it could be done in phases, essentially. So not as much cash layout out of the box or first up, and do it in phases, which essentially they did. And the aquarium has grown exponentially. And it's 20 years. We celebrated in 2020. That was a bust, of course, our effort of trying to have a nice celebration of 20 years. But so we're in year 22 already. We built this, opened up in 2000. I was dear friends with Jim Bissett, went to school, high school together. And I came out of the city. I was working in Manhattan. I was in a totally different industry. And, he was like, I need a guy like you to help run the operations out here. We have big plans. And I made the jump and got out of the city, got out of commuting. And I travel east every day to work and no traffic. And been here 17 years and loving every minute of it.
Smart man. Brian, talk to me about the different types of marine life you have at the aquarium.
Well, we have we're more than an aquarium, right? So, we have, of course, we have hundreds and hundreds of species, and we have sand tiger sharks that are 10, 11 feet now and not really, really big, and you could dive with the sharks. And we have assorted tropical fish and freshwater fish, and we have marine mammals. We have California sea lions, which we have a show every single day, a couple times a day. We have local seals, harbor seals, and then we have array of assorted other creatures. We have porcupines, and we have otters, we have snakes, we have monkeys, that's kind of neat. And then we have an entire exhibit space for butterflies, bugs, and bees, honeybees, which are critical to our environment. So we have a whole education element going on in there, and there's some pretty wild bugs from around the world, and the butterflies from all over the world, and that's a really neat experience in our butterfly atrium.
I'll get to the sharks in just a second, Brian. Now, if you're just joining us today, I'm plugged into Long Island. We're talking with Brian DeLuca, Executive Director for the Long Island Aquarium. Now, Brian, the last time I came to the aquarium was with my wife years ago when we did the shark dive, and the thing I remember the most was this almost strange dichotomy of how peaceful it felt to be inside the tank watching the sharks swim by and at the same time thinking, wow, they could chop my hand off at any second. Do you still do the shark dives?
Yeah, that's really a very unique experience. I think we're one of three aquariums in the entire country that do shark dives. And yes, it is. Once you go down there, it's like putting on those noise blocking headphones. You know, it's just. You know, I'm glad you got to experience that. It's really unique. You go down there, and it is silent, and it's just you're hearing yourself breathe, and you're seeing these very fierce looking sharks. You know, rows of teeth. And that whole experience came about, you know, unbelievably. It was a very interesting thing. Was when Trump was doing The Apprentice. They had an episode where they were dealing with car dealerships. If you remember that whole show, and you know, and kind of car sharks, and you know, and they called us and said, "Do you have the ability to go into the cages?" And of course, at the time, we didn't. And I, at the time, was one of the hottest shows, and I said, "I'm going to figure out how to seize this opportunity." And I said, "Well, we can get you in the shark tank, and you know, and it'd be safe, and you know." So the producers got, you know, pretty excited about the opportunity, and it's filmed 6 months in advance. So, you know, you got to sign non-disclosures of who the finalists are and so forth. And of course I hung up the phone and says, how the heck am I going to accomplish this? But, right away I reached out to a couple, companies that actually do, open water dives in Montauk in Rhode Island, and barred a cage, a shark cage, and hung it off the edge of the tank. And had our first experiential thing, which it was on the show. And then I said, you know, we're going to have to figure out this is going to take off. And we got to put a plan in place to make this operational when this show ends up airing. And we did just that. And, reinforced across the ceiling and cables and pulleys and hoists and tanks and so forth and so on and everything we needed to do. And now it's a unique experience, and it's a viable revenue generator, you know, much needed for this operation.
Am I wrong in thinking that whenever the sharks swims by the tank, they've got those huge rows of teeth? Like, I almost feel like they were smiling at me saying, come on, I dare ya.
Yeah. No, you're wrong. You know, of course they have no way of really sensing. So, you know, when sharks bite surfers and stuff like that, it's, you know, they either think it's a wounded seal or fish, and they, you know, they just they seem that they're in distress, and that's why when they're floundering in the water and splashing. And so, you know, if our guys go in the tank and they dive to clean the tank, and you know, as long as you're not showing a level of distress, and you know, you're okay. But of course, you know, no risk in putting your arms out there, because anything could happen. So we, you know, we really monitor that closely with people. But it is a very unique experience with them swimming around you, for sure.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was great. Now, you mentioned some of the other wildlife earlier, Brian. Now, personally, I'm quite afraid of snakes. I've been my whole life, but I suspect Critter Corner may go over quite well. What are some of the most popular exhibits, both overall, and which ones do you find that kids gravitate towards the most?
Well, I think everybody has different interests. Yes, there's some people that are afraid of snakes, for sure. The sea lion show